Welcome to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph today. We're going to be focusing on the two Psukim which are quoted on Daf Ayin Aleph, and they appear both on Amud Beis. They appear in the context of a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the following case. If a person committed two acts, two crimes, a person ate two zeisim of chelev, and was about to bring the korban for the first zayis, knowing that they had sinned, but did not know about the second one until after they'd separated the korban. Is that korban sufficient to have covered both the crimes, both the acts of achilas, kazayis of chelev? And that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Each of them rally a different pasuk to their side, and the pasuk that is rallied to the side over here of Reish Lakish to say that the person is potter because their korban sufficed on both the acts, even though it was only separated on one of the acts, is the pasuk of which appears in Vayikra, Perek Dalad pasuk Chavav, which reads, "Ve'es kol chelbo yaktir hamizbecha, you will burn all its fats on the altar, kechelev zevach hashlamim, like the fats of the zevach hashlamim, like the peace offering." And the Kohen will atone for him on his sin, from his sin, and he will be forgiven. What is fascinating about this formulation, what Reish Lakish is darshaning here, as Rashi understands the Gemara, is because it says mechatosai, from his sin, and he'll be atoned, it implies that even if partially the part of the chatas was atoned for, that will actually give him slicha, complete acquittal. And that's Reish Lakish's drasha. What is fascinating, just to note a few things to note about this, is that this Perek Dalid in Sefer Vayikra is about the Korban Chatas. The Chatas is when a person makes a mistake on something which has a Chi of Koris when it's done b'mezid. And there's a few examples where this applies. The Perek over there in Perek Dalid splits this up into a number of different categories, where it's all Yisrael, Parahelem Dov Shel Tzibor, when everybody makes a mistake based on Beis Din's recommendation, when the Kohen or Shiach makes a mistake, when the Nasi makes a mistake, when an individual makes a mistake. There's four different categories which are in Perek Dalad of Vayikra, all Korban Chatas. What is fascinating is that Rabbi Yochanan is drawing from the earlier part of the Perek, his Psukim or Pasuk, which is about the Kohen Mashiach, which means that that's the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, whereas the Reish Lakish is drawing from the area of Nasi Yechtos. These are two different areas in the Korban Chatas. What is also fascinating to note is just a few things in terms of the context as well, is the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim points out a very fascinating thing. And he says in Siman Taf Reish Zayin, that you see something fascinating which happens. And that is that you see the linkage over here of the language of the idea of Kapora and Slicha, which means to say, and Chatas. It's interesting that there are different expressions of atonement. There's Kapora, there's Mechila, there's Slicha, and there's different types of sins. And he tries to set up a table of the severity of the sin, the type of intent in the sin as the sin's being done. And he points out in this pasuk that you see ambiguity over here because it may actually upset the system that he was setting up beforehand. He points out the complexity of what each different expression means. It's also fascinating to notice in this pasuk another diok. From the v'chiper alav ha'koin mechatosoy nislach loy, the coin will atone for his sin, and he will atone for him. What is interesting about this is the Tifer Shlomo, the Radamska, Rav Shlomo ha'koin Rabinovitz, living in the 1800s, has a very beautiful insight over here, and that insight is that ultimately, for the coin to really atone another person, he needs to be a clean person himself. He needs to have sorted out his own accounting, his own portfolio in the first place. So therefore, perhaps the other way of reading this pasuk is, v'chiper alav ha'kohei mechatosai, first the Kohen needs to atone himself for his own sin, and then v'nislach lai, and then he will be atoned. That's the only way it can really work. That's the only way it works when we turn to other people in trying to help them. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.